It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. And it is November the 9th, 2022. We just had a whole bunch of elections yesterday. And a lot of stuff happened. Here in Florida, we had a great deal of wins for the Republican Party, for DeSantis. And we now have a super majority of Republicans in the state legislature. They have no excuse now for getting across conservative whims and wishes. That was just last night. Polls closed at 7 p.m. Results came in over the next few hours. We knew it by midnight. We knew where we were. Within 12 hours, the state of Florida had instituted, various counties had instituted curfews. Do not go out in the street. Do not drive. Do not go be seen. Stay home or else. Know where your loved ones are or anybody because they can't be outside. I will say it's November the 9th, 2022 at 6 p.m. In 1 hour, that curfew starts in a whole slew of counties. Schools are closed all over the state. Stores, the very, very popular favorite Publix, closed all over the place. The reasons why are terrifying because this really hasn't happened before and is entirely unneeded and wrong. Government has no place telling people where they can and can't be. This is a tragedy 12 hours after so many victories for Republicans. And the anointed media is making it sound like this is perfectly fine. Of course you're going to do this. Now, I'm not sure when you hear this, if you hear this around now, you'll probably have an idea why the reasoning given. But if you're listening to this a month, 2 months, 3 months from now, this won't make a lot of sense. Let me make sure I state that part of this curfew is a statement that is eerie, scary, and very, very bad. And that statement is that this is being done for the safety and welfare and health of the people. Now, these are oddly words nearly identical to what was being used involving. I don't mean to compare this. I just not to say this is Nazi Germany, but this was the messages sent out in Germany and in France and in those areas that had been conquered by the Hitler's gang of folks. And this has been seen before. We see this in other totalitarian countries where this authoritarian ideal is that we, the government, know better than you, and we will control you. The whole reason why we had all this, so many of my friends were running around Florida telling people to vote Republican is for freedom. 12 hours later, freedom's dashed away. Now, you say, well, what on earth could be happening? If you don't know, if you're not hearing this right now or know what's going on, you see that. Let me first better base what's going on. You see, right now, this November 9th, we were going to have a cold front come in. It was going to come in, bring us a lot of wind, a lot of rain, and drop our temperatures in the 40s and 30s. Was really going to have a massive effect on the whole state of Florida, especially in farming areas north of Orange County or northern half of Florida. But that front, as predicted by weathermen, broke up. It dissipated. We still have some cooler air, but we're not going that low. Off the coast, a system was starting to build. As we're shifting here, as time is shifting, and we're seeing the weather shift as we go from as we're getting later into fall and heading closer to winter. This causes certain dynamics to occur. One thing that doesn't occur are hurricanes. We don't have hurricanes this late because those of us north of the equator, how this planet runs naturally, which is so hard to figure by those humanists out there who know that who must have control of you. Naturally, the weather alters. The temperature of the water, the temperature, I mean, everything just alters. The temperature of the water, the flow of water, the flow of you know, the humidity and warmth and coolness alter significantly. That's why we have winter, spring, summer, and fall. So this is happening. So when a storm starts to get together like this, it's very rare that the storm system we have off the coast could get created because the situation is just not set up for such activities. And yet, such a system did pop up. They're kind of calling it a hurricane, but they really shouldn't because it can't be a hurricane because of how things are, of what the weather's like, what the situation is. It's just different. But and it's not a hurricane yet anyway because the wind speed, if you want to call it that, isn't at any level to call it a hurricane. It has to hit 75 miles an hour. And that is understand if you don't know hurricanes, it's not the whole storm system at 75 miles an hour. That is the wind speed that has been recorded at its height. Now, that's by man. That doesn't mean that it doesn't get higher or lower. It's just what happens to have been recorded at one point in time. Okay? Now, all other wind speeds within the system are less than 75. Because of this kind of storm it is, it's even less. And there is no way as powerful as the storm might have been if this was August, where the heat, the hotter water, warmer water, hot water in some cases, would have really, really empowered this, as we saw with a hurricane named Andrew in 1992. That was a powerful, or Katrina. Katrina also was taking the same route. A lot of folks don't realize that before Katrina went to New Orleans, it came through Florida, came right across the state, killed a bunch of people, did all kinds of damage, jumped down into the Gulf of Mexico with very warm wet water, and chugged up to New Orleans and caused trouble. So this storm is in the same track right now, same basic track of coming across through the Bahamas island area. But the storm can't do what Andrew did because it doesn't have the strength. But it's more than that. 1 month ago, we had one of our typical hurricanes come through Florida. That hurricane was powerful because the water was still warm and it had gathered strength cutting across through south of Cuba and coming north, cut across Cuba, came into the southeastern part of the Gulf and got some more strength, sort of, and then wandered into Florida. By the way, the weather guys were quite certain this was going to go right into St. Petersburg and Tampa. All over Facebook, oh, I'm in Tampa, I've got everything, oh, we're all going to get killed, oh. And of course, I was saying, and if I did, I don't remember if I did a podcast, I was saying, that's not what's going to happen. It's probably going to go up to St. Mark's or cut in through the Caloosahatchee, which is a favorite entryway for hurricanes. And sure enough, it cut through the Caloosahatchee. Of course, they weren't aware of it because they're too busy listening to the morons in the Weather Bureau who are looking at computer models and not using their brains. They weren't prepared, and not that they really can get prepared, because it's a hurricane. Man can't control things. Humanism doesn't get you anywhere if you don't work with the natural world and understand it and use reason. Man can't conquer everything. Now, let's get back here to this election thing, where we just got freedom in, and now it's gone. This, again, is the humanism. Man can control you. Man will tell you when you can and can't leave your house, what you can, when you have to wear a mask, when you can't wear a mask, when you have to wear a mask, who you are, what you are. We'll gather your information. And I'm going to do a podcast about another situation just came up here recently that was startling, also in Florida, involving, oddly enough, lack of freedom. There's too much talk about freedom in Florida and not enough talk about where there isn't. And where there isn't is bad stuff like this curfew. Here's the important thing to know about the curfews. Oh, because you're saying, oh, well, it's dangerous. This water, this wind, this people are going to get, people could lose electricity and people could die in it. No, yeah. Yeah. What else is new? This is Florida. It's a peninsula. It sticks out into the water. We've been the training ground and layabout spot for hurricanes forever. Long before man was ever here, this was all underwater. Why? Because nobody should be living in Florida ever, ever. And I've talked to a friend who told me that she'd seen that there's a hotel or a motel, I guess it's a hotel along Daytona Beach, in which the pool there went into the water. Yes, what the heck are you doing with a pool by the water? You know what? If you read the history of Florida, the hotels, motels put along there never had. Why would you have a pool? There's the ocean. What bigger pool do you need? Why would you make a little one? There's an interesting story involving the Fontainebleau in Miami Beach involving that, because basically it was constructed to be in competition with the hotel next door, the Eden Rock, and it was about how big their pool was going to be and how big their area. It had nothing to do with sense. It was just about competition, and it was silly stuff. Anyway, be that as it may, an Olympic-sized pools of all things. All right, so curfews are coming in, and right now, so we're getting closer to this curfew right now. Now, I'm not in an area with a curfew that I'm aware of. that's the other thing, right? Imagine people are walking about, and they're telling there's a curfew. There are folks who don't watch Facebook. They're not getting media alerts. They don't know stuff. And so there are going to be people driving about not knowing any of this, especially older people who don't do any of this. And they're going to get in trouble. And they shouldn't be, because these kind of things shouldn't be instituted. Now, here's why this is certainly very important. When Andrew came through, there were none of this. None of this. We've had plenty of hurricanes, plenty of storms. None of this has happened. You don't price curfews on something you don't know. Right now, we are not clear, exact though the storm is certainly affecting the state right now, and will, to some extent, continue to do so, because it is continuing to move. We'll get another update, I guess, at 7. It will continue to do so here for the foreseeable, for the next few days, and then it'll be gone. But that's exactly it. When it gets on, as the storm continues, as it starts to interact with land, it has to diminish. So whatever, if it happens to ding the hurricane level, it will be quickly gone as a hurricane, because once that center area hits land, it diminishes enormously. It has to, because it has to have water to survive. And specifically, it's looking for warm water. I've always referred to storm systems like this, or hurricanes, or tropical storms, or even tornadoes. They are looking to survive. They get created and they look to survive, just like we do. We go eat, you know, hopefully eat the good foods. Not, I mean, if only people understood they're trying to survive when they eat. Not they really shouldn't be going to Taco Bell. They just need a sustenance to keep themselves alive for however long they want to live. Going to Taco Bell shortens that, doesn't raise it. So involving tornadoes, they're not looking for a Taco Bell. They're looking for warm water, because they've got to live. So tornadoes, tropical storms, hurricanes, weather systems like this, they must find warm water. So the idea is that the storm might come further into Florida and cross. The prediction is that it's going to somehow start to eat into a bit of the, cut across the state, reach over, suck in some from the Gulf. The idea is, because there's another cold front coming, that it's going to pull it up into the eastern, into Georgia and North Carolina. I don't know. It depends. This storm has actually picked up a bit of speed. It may jump into the Gulf of Mexico. That these weather guys are saying this is what's going to happen, just as they did 1 month ago and were dead wrong. This is the problem, that these weather guys are stating this and we're putting in curfews and we don't even know what's going to happen. We need to be more, let us take care of ourselves. We'll figure this out. We don't need their what the heck are they going to do? Their government is putting down the law. You will stay on your home and you will not leave there, schnell. That's how we're acting. What has that solved? Nothing. Solved nothing. Oh, well, they won't be on the street. They won't get into a car accident. Well, it's up to them. It should be up to them. It shouldn't be up to somebody in a bureaucratic stronghold in a county government or even state. That's very, very bad. There's the reasons to lose our freedoms don't really exist. We should be able to make our own decisions as to what we do or don't do. Are there a lot of dumb people out there? You betcha. But what we're doing is we continue to cater to the dumb, and they create more dumb. They create more dumb. Now, I'm not talking, I'm getting into eugenics here, I guess, but I'm not saying that if for people to make their own, what you do then is you hurt everybody else because they'll do dumb things that will hurt others. So you create a larger mess down the road. But there's a general feeling that none of that can happen, and that's insanity because we see it happen all throughout human history. All right, that's a whole nother discussion to get into, but the bottom line is we must make our own decisions. If we think it's safe enough to run down to Publix, we should be able to do it, and Publix should be open so we could go there. I remember going to Publix. I'm born and raised here. I'm multi-generations, and I'm a Florida historian. I remember growing up going to Publix when there were storms going on. We just needed something for whatever reason. If it was too rainy, all right, we didn't go. Whatever. And my mother didn't drive, so we walked. But if we had to walk in the rain, we walked in the rain. You need something, go get it. You don't need it, don't get it, go get it. That's something we should be able to figure out. We don't need some strong armed government doing it. And especially as people paint Florida as free. This is not freedom. This is totalitarianism, and it's horrible. The authoritarian efforts by certain governments, and this is mostly coming from counties, but I don't see the state telling them to stop. Where's the Mr. Freedom DeSantis telling them to stop? I'm glad DeSantis won. I don't see Charlie Crist backing this up, as he seems to have gone a bit Looney Tune here in the last 15 years, but that's a whole other podcast, I guess. And look how long this is, 17 minutes. Wow. Anyway, I just want to give you an example of what we have to watch out for, how easy government, how it, within 12 hours we can go from working hard for freedom and have it all taken away. All taken away. So if you live in counties, in certain counties in Florida, and yes, they do tend to be run by Democrats. Brevard County's got a lot of Republicans, so. But anyway, it's what the reasoning is, they're doing it for the good of your well-being, because they know better than you. You can't think for yourself. We'll do it for you, the government tells you. Never let that happen to you. Never, never, never. And especially for something as ding-dong crazy as this little storm that people are getting hysterical about, and because the media is trying to make money selling ads. People should be smart enough to realize that this is something that's going to, it'll be gone. It's going to be less than if we had that cold front that was going to come in. We're going to get another cold front. It won't be as powerful at all. In fact, it's looking like it's just going to, you know, we might get into the 50s and 40s. That's fine. But it's still, we need to calm down. We've got to calm down. We need to be glad we have what freedoms we have and not let them get away from us. We should look to castigate every single person, every single politician that has ordered curfews should be brought up and spoken to by the citizens of the community and say, don't do this again. That's why I'm doing this podcast, and I'll do more too about this too, because this is something I'm going to embarrass some people I know in certain counties, because they should be standing up and saying, no, 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 don't do this. Bad idea. Because if they're doing this now, and I can't recall, if this happened before, I'm not aware of it. I understand curfews after a hurricane. These are curfews before a storm. After there's damage and things are broken down, all right, I guess if you got to do it. I still don't like them. I don't think they should happen either, but I can understand the mentality. This doesn't make any sense at all. It's, again, this is terrible stuff. All right. Be glad you have whatever freedoms you have, and work hard to protect those and continue to maintain them for as long as you can. All right. This is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Feel free. Oh, hold on. I'll let me get to another little part here just after this. All right. Well, let me wrap here. So if you're living in Florida, do get to your local representatives and your county commission or whoever's pushing for curfews and tell them, don't do that again. You want to do it after the hurricane. You don't like it, but okay, you get that. But before it, absolutely, positively, no, don't do it. Send them messages, get to them. We have a lot of problems here in Florida, and we're making it worse by letting government getting such controls over our lives, and we cannot afford to do that, because once they get away with it once, they'll be doing it twice, three times, and they'll get sillier and sillier and sillier. Oh, we have, look, someone found a python over there in the corner of that piece of property. Shut down the entire county. We're all going to die. Curfews for the next 3 years. Yep. You know, that kind of crazy stuff can happen. You don't want it to happen. You've got to try to fight that. And if you're outside Florida, look, the law of voting went really bad. I spoke to a lady today who called, a telephone solicitor. She called, and she said, I'm with PMS. I said, I'm sorry, I don't have that. I said, where are you calling from? She said, New York. I said, New York, you let that Hochul lady get back into as governor. Here you are with all that crime and everything, and you let her back in. I said, I don't understand. Here in Florida, we have massive crime problems, far worse than New York, and that's true. The drug cartels have a great hold on the state in all sorts of ways. Bodies are everywhere. It happens all the time. You just don't hear about it. A lot of the media keeps it quiet, but it happens. If you live in a certain area of Florida, you'll hear about a death. If you live in Jacksonville, you hear about death on that day, or that same day, you may hear a death down in Miami. But you won't hear about both of them. So there won't be any connection. But yeah, there's a lot of it's anyway, I was saying this to the lady, and her response was, oh no, New York, we have far more crime here. Revealed a lot. She knows she has a lot of crime in New York City. When I mentioned Hochul, she didn't deny or say anything. I don't know if she even voted. But she said she voted. But did she vote for Hochul? Interesting response she had, isn't it? she clearly knows she has a crime problem around her, and yet it sounded like she voted for Hochul. So what on earth is going on in their heads? And this is a problem beyond. This is the same thing. She voted for. It sounded like she was a Democrat. She voted for a Democrat. People voted for DeSantis because he was a Republican under the auspices of freedoms, and yet we have a curfew 12 hours later. Curfews in many counties in our state. And who knows what other restrictions may come after this. We saw a bunch of restrictions happening after this last actual hurricane here a month ago I'd never seen before. And now we're seeing stuff I've never seen before. This is all history-making stuff and very, very anti-freedom. And yet people think they voted for freedom and they're in a free state. This is not good. It's not just voting the abstract of an idea. It's actually making sure it happens. So pay attention. Get to your school board meetings. Get to your city council, county commission. Pay attention to what your state representatives are. Oh, it's too busy. I'm too busy. I'll do that. Hey, they're determining your life and your whether or not you're going to have a curfew for silly things like there's a Burmese python 300 miles from you. So be careful about that. Be careful out there. All right. This is Rob Smith. Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. And I'll talk to you down the road. Bye-bye.
It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.